Bap, bap, scootin' scat, scootly bap.
Oh, I got to put on a timer.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Siri, put on a stopwatch.
Yeah, welcome back to Land in Ukraine's podcast, The Abundance of Life. This here's Dayton Larson, the best guest. The best guest.
The best guest.
It's your boy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I need to...
That's right here.
Something just came up about... audio settings, professional audio settings. I don't know where the funk, where'd it go? It's gone. What do you got? Did you get your coffee?
Yeah, I got it.
Let me guess, the extra large three cream.
Add three creme.
Extra large three cream.
Oh yeah, it's good.
That's good. Yeah, I wish I had one of those boomstick things to keep this mic in front of my fucking face.
I know, I have this and I'm just like, hello, how's it going?
I know, I just wanna, I wish I could hold it better.
Yeah,
but I can't.
I wish mine was out here. I used to have it on like the little pedestal, so I'd just be like, what up, Bush?
But first thing I thought of this morning when I woke up is how we were talking yesterday about the sleep tracking and the blah blah blah. Like, do you use, you wear your watch to sleep?
Yep.
Okay, first off, I don't know how you do that.
I don't like, know how you don't do that.
It's like when you wear a necklace to sleep, it just feels fucking gross.
It's weird that you're like that.
You've been doing it for a long time, though.
Forever. I've had a Fitbit. That's where I started, was that Fitbit that my mom got me.
Fitbit?
Like 2013.
It's a Fitbit.
It's a Fitbit. But, yeah, I was actually going to check my sleep because I felt like I had a good sleep last night. But I don't know. I never really know, actually.
Because I had a dream that I was tracking my sleep last night, and I woke up this morning in my dream and it said that I had that I slept hard and through the night for like 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then I briefly woke up, but then I went back to bed and then I woke up for the day. So it was a good sleep. But you said that you were tracking yours the other night and it said you woke up like 60 times?
48 times in one night.
That's like you're not even sleeping.
No, and that's why I haven't been falling into REM. Like, that's why I keep thinking, like, oh, I'm having great sleeps. And then it says you spent 7 hours and 45 minutes in bed, and you only spent 6 hours and 41 minutes sleeping.
Oh, okay. But so, you're just, like, you're waking up, and then you're, like, back in.
Yeah, it registers like those types of weird movements, those types of awakes that you don't even realize you're awake. It's registering them because it's all going based off your heart rate.
See, I know that I'm doing that because I toss and turn a lot in my sleep. Like, I wake up, I have three pillows or two. I take the big one off when I go to bed, but just two pillows on the side, like left and right. And the one, like half the time, is on the floor in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the same
one on the floor. I have two pillows. I it's so weird. I go through these like phases of pillows. Like in the winter, I'll need like three or four pillows. I'll have like two behind my head and then I'll have like two right here, like on my side. But then come summer, I don't really need a pillow at all. Or I need like, I have a legit foam pillow that I only use in summer because it's so thin. It's like this thin.
Why do you like the thin one in the summer?
I have no fucking idea. No idea. But I can't sleep with the same amount of pillow. Like my winter setup, can't sleep with my winter setup in summer at all. For pillows, not even fucking blankets.
Is it cold or something? Like a cool pillow?
Yeah, all of my... I have all the cooling.
I have all the cooling essences.
Shit. Like this one. Ah! This one's the best one so far. It's from Costco. It's got these like...
Oh, you opened the bitch right up.
Yeah, I should actually do my shit today. It's got this gel pad on one side.
Is that the face side or the bottom side?
This is the face side, but you see these little pores?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so those all stay cool. So right now it's cold. It's like actually cold. Oh, it's so nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
But so when you do your pillow flip, I usually have this. So I'll like do my, you know, when you're like getting comfy and you got your pillow, and then I'll be like, okay, it's time to fucking flip and get serious. Flip this bitch. Then I got cold and then I'm out.
I've never done that in my life.
Oh, it's so good.
I didn't think that was like a thing that people actually did, the pillow flip. I thought that was just like an insider joke.
Every night, bitch, I do that pillow flip.
What?
Every night. That's it. Dude, I go through a weird thing of getting comfortable in sleep. So I have to, I'll start off.
Is it like a routine?
Yeah. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm done with this side. I'm going to go to this side. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done with that side. I'm going to lay on my coffin. And as soon as I'm coughing, I'm out. But I have to do the other two before I go to coffin.
I kind of understand that because I can be like that too, depending on how tired I am and what's on my mind. If I have just a regular another day of work the next day, nothing's out of the ordinary. There's nothing like on my mind, like something that happened that day. It was a normal day. Tomorrow's a normal day with nothing else in my schedule. I'll usually fall asleep within, I don't know how long it actually is, but it feels very fast. It feels like under 10 minutes.
Average is 7.
Yeah. Okay, so that's probably pretty close. But I can usually attest to what you're saying with the same thing. Like, I usually lay on my back to start, but I bend my knees. So, like, I'm on my back with my feet up on the mattress.
No.
Like, planted with my knees bent, pointing up.
Oh.
And then I wake up on my stomach a lot.
I've been doing that recently too, randomly, and I do not like it because my back hurts so bad when I wake up. Like
it
that.
Fucking hurts. If so, you wake up and your spine is in the old U.
Oh, I can't get bit. Oh, it's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. And 10 years ago, these weren't problems for us.
I know, but now I feel like discomfort or just like I'm aware of my back every day.
Dude, I was fucking doing, you know how I do stupid dives off the diving board? I fucking did one of those spinny ones. Yeah. And that this whole muscle down to my ass, dude, when I hit the water, I got out and all the kids were like, look at those, this is so dope. And I was like, I'm too old for this shit. I'm done.
Yeah, you got to do and a serious stretch before that now.
Dude, it was shitty because I got out and I laughed about it for a second and then I went and sat in the sauna and I had to legit check myself for a second and be like, yo, that hurt way more than it should have. You didn't even land bad. You landed great, but you were too fucking big and like not limber enough to do stuff. I can't do stuff like that anymore. I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
And it is a shitty realization to like,
I know.
Oh, that sucks, man. Your mortality, like actually, I've just been coming into my mortality in the past like 2 years. Like after the car accident was one of the first ones where I was like, ooh, okay. Like, things can go pretty wild. But like now, like when you slip and fall on your bum and you don't even realize it then. And then you wake up the next morning and you're like, oh,
like you're just realizing like
so bad
how fragile you are.
Yeah. And like how like everyone in my life was like, don't jump off this, don't do that, don't keep snowboarding, don't keep mountain biking, don't keep diving, don't keep doing all this shit, you're gonna hurt yourself, you're not gonna move when you're older. And I'm like, you might be right.
I think you can do a lot of these things within, I don't know, a certain point, but you need to do other things with them. You know, you can't just do them anymore. Like you need to start taking up either like stretching regularly as like a thing, or if you want to keep like going to the gym and lifting weights, like you can't just lift weight. You gotta condition your muscles in other ways too, and your joints as well. like with, it's like post therapy for what you're doing, I guess. Like instead of just doing all the hard, crazy shit, like going downhill mountain biking or, you know, cliff jumping in the water or some shit, like you gotta take care of your bodies in other ways too, like the softer stuff.
Yeah.
Because like we're talking about this before 30.
I know.
So
it's a scary conversation to have with yourself before you're 32. It's been pretty cool. Like speaking of checking myself though, I've never done that in my life. I've never went up to my mirror and been like, yo, you gotta have a talk with yourself, buddy. But like I started reading that David Goggins book, the Can't Touch Me or Can't Hurt Me book.
Yeah.
And he's got these little things that he's got. It's called an accountability mirror where he puts post notes all over his mirror and stuff and goes and checks it every morning. Like, you know, has an accountability session with himself and stuff. But he's got these little one-on-one talks with himself that he does. That's yeah. Apparently changed his life. Right. I've started to do them. Just try and like actually talk to myself in the fucking mirror and be like, do you really want to do this? Like, what do you really want to do sort of deal? It's pretty, it's almost meditative, the stuff that comes out of that. Like you get a little bit introspective because you have to be honest with yourself and you have to be serious with yourself. Like you and I, we want to travel. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to live these sedentary lives and stuff. We want to live a dream life and stuff. But like one of the things I had to check myself with was like, what do you actually want to do? Like, what is it that you actually want to do? Figure it out. You know, you want to go and travel the, like, you want to see the world at some point in your life. You want to, you know, be a photographer and stuff. Like, figure out an exact answer though, because that's the big problem that I've had my whole life is like, I don't have a fucking answer. And now I'm trying to find an answer for what I want to do. I'm
the exact same way.
Dude, I know. And I never understood how you were flustered with that for so long. Cause like you were going through that period of where you're like, I need a fucking career. I need to figure something out. I need. You were in that like for so long. I mean, you were very stressed out. And that whole time that you were in that, I was bouncing from job to job to job, being like, I can fucking learn anything. I have all the time. Like unaware that like, you know, you should probably figure something out before you're 30 and start working and like working that path to it. Otherwise, I don't want to be renting somewhere when I'm 40, you know, like it's just.
No. Yeah. It's you were saying it sounded like you were making it sound like I figured it out, but I'm in the same spot that you're referring to.
Definitely haven't figured it out. Like,
oh yeah, no,
figured it out. It's no, just it's... like, I'm just coming into that understanding now where you've been for so long. I'm just like finally flowing into like, oh, I guess if I start something, I'm going to have to do it for like 5 years in order to be like good at it to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to commit to it for at least, you know, 8 or 9 years to call it a career. Like I'm just starting to see like how long it actually. Yeah.
No, it's.
Oh God. And it's fucking stressful in times like this, man.
It's. Oh shit. I was about to go off on that. I lost it, but the I'm just gonna turn these off quick. Nice. No, it's out of all the things that I've been through in my life and that I've done, that is by far the biggest problem that I have not been able to handle. It is by far the most difficult thing that I have tried to do.
And like, where do you start?
It's so stupid. You can't even fucking like decide on something with a thought because it's so like sometimes I feel bipolar because it's like, oh yeah, that maybe that, and then like a couple weeks later you're like, nah, maybe not that, and it's just stupid. I hate
it. Well, look, for example, we were looking at CRD jobs yesterday just for shits and giggles, and like I remember specifically you like 2 years ago, you're like, I want to get into parks, like I want to get into that type of stuff, that's what I want to do. And then you looked into it and found out like the actual nitty-gritties of it, of being a, you know, pretty much a DFO, and like That's a perfect example, because you're like, I really wanted to do this, and then I looked into it, and now I'm like, and then I, you know, a couple yeah. years later, I come up and I'm like, oh, look, a Parks Ranger job, and you're like, no, fuck.
What fuck I learned that. Was, it would be 6 years of school for me, upgrading certain sciences and stuff that I didn't do in high school because I didn't care. So a year of that, and then, or did I say 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
Okay, 5 years. So the first year of doing that, and then 4 years to get your degree. You need a degree to be a, what's ranger. The fucking, yeah, a park ranger or conservation officer, whatever you want to call it. The fish cop.
Yeah.
The guy who drives around in the truck, has a gun, gives out fucking illegal fishing tickets, stops you to see, oh, you got your license this year, your $25 license, can I see it?
Oh.
That shit, when you have this idea of what the job is all about, like you're fucking just some outdoor fucking mountain man, you can do anything, you go save people in the bush who are stranded, you do all this cool shit with animals. It's not like that. They want you to get a degree in this shit, an actual education.
And to go get yelled at by drunk campers.
To go give out drunk people tickets, you know, maybe to impound a boat to deal with assholes like that. Like, not saying that's the entire job, but that's a big part of it.
That's a huge part, yeah.
And you can get posted in shitty locations, shitty counties, like in the middle of nowhere, all to make $65,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
Like that's not, I consider the amount of money you make, you bring it into like as a variable of comparing it versus like how passionate or the payoff of the job. If the job is really good, then the money doesn't need to be also as good. If you're enjoying it that much, then
yeah.
You don't need to have compensation with how much you make, right? Versus, but if your job is shit and you're making shit money, what are you doing? You need to have one or the other. If you have passion, you don't need to make as much because you're already kind of fulfilled. But if you're not as content in your job and you don't have as much, you need to be getting paid for it. Because otherwise, you're doing nothing.
Every day.
Yeah. You're miserable and you're not getting paid.
Yeah.
So, the lifelong question. What do you want
to do? Life's crazy and we're only a quarter way through it.
Fuck, more than that.
Just over.
Yeah. No, like when I texted you guys the other day, I was like, you know, fuck it. Let's just cash in. Let's just all move in together in some cool house and figure out a way to make it.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, I know. Part of it's a joke, but part of it's like, fuck, I want it so bad.
Well, it's funny too, because Dylan's like, well, let's move into a content house as a joke. And it's like, you know, if all of us put our mind to something like that, we could do it. Like, there's a bunch of idiots. Like, look at fucking David Dobrik and a bunch of all these other fucking dumb clowns on YouTube that are doing dumb shit.
I know what you're saying. And yeah, I see all these different YouTube or influencers. But part of me just feels like it can't be done anymore because so many people have done it. And it's like, well, how do you stay original and bring something new that other people don't already have?
Well, the new thing is what I'm finding the trend in, I guess, this fucking digital weird transition of media that we're going through. Like, YouTube is sitting on the same scale as like Netflix and shit now for a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of people that literally use YouTube exclusively to watch all their content because they're watching other people do all this stuff. Mariah was a perfect example. She has three people she follows. The first couple, they only exclusively put out content that they're staying in the coolest like Airbnbs on the planet and stuff, like cabins at the top of mountains and stuff, and like in the water, like those really cool places you see online. And then the other couple is just this British couple that just travels around Europe in their van. And then this other couple is a Canadian couple that kind of does the same thing, travels around the world with their van and all this stuff. But like, that's it. that's Mariah's exclusive content. But like, she waits for Sundays for days like that.
Yeah.
What I'm finding, because of her showing me that type of content. Oh, and there's another one called Sail the Vagabond, where it's these two Australians with two fucking kids. The one kid, he's four. And then they have an infant and they're sailing. That's all they're doing is sailing across the world. And they just have good content and they put it out there. So what I'm saying is, through seeing that and through, like, I've been a YouTube nerd forever. Like, I've been on YouTube all the time. Yes, I believe vlogging has definitely taken over. And it's like, you can't really vlog anymore. But, and you can't do, like, this day-to-day shit. But now people are tuning in to an evolved kind of vlog where it's just you making a TV show about your life.
Pretty much, yeah.
Doesn't matter what your fucking life is. Doesn't matter what it is. You could have you and, oh, I work at fucking whatever chemical plant, show you going to your job site or whatever. Oh, I can't fucking film in the job or whatever. And go, if you have good production, my strong belief is if you have good production value and a cast that is relatable and funny, like, and like people like us and, you know, Dylan, then you have a TV show and you can make one and you can make money off of it. It's just, you have to do all the work. And like, when you look at some of these YouTubers and how much work they're actually fucking doing, they're doing three times the amount of workload they were doing when they had full-time jobs.
Yeah. It's just
different. At least.
Yeah.
Like editing, man, you're looking at, especially if you want to pump out a video, let's say a 16-minute video that's engaging once a week, you're looking at least fucking 2 full days of filming to get all your shots. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking at another 2 days at least of full editing and like your marketing, your whole. So like, it can be done. It's just not a lot of people actually want to do that much work when they leave a job. Everybody thinks, so I can fucking take a video and we'll make millions on YouTube. You can't anymore. You need production value. You need
engagement. Oh, yeah.
You need a story. But that's not to be said, it can't be done. I really would fucking love to do that with my best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Not for the money, not for the, like, to have fame or any sort of shit like that. Sure, I'd like a Lamborghini. But, like, I would love it specifically for the fact that you go out with your homies, you have a great time, and then you make it an even greater time to view after. I don't give a shit about the views or anything. I just want to make a cool video with my fucking friends.
Yeah.
Every week. So then when you're 50 and you're all sitting but hanging out, oh, remember that time we went out to Jordan River and fucking Landon went out and you got hit by that wave real bad? I got it on video. Let's go watch it.
Yeah. The database, the memory bank.
Yeah, and that's what, okay, so, and that's what's going to happen. That's going to be a very, very normal thing soon. Is like, there's going to be, not, it won't be like Disney Plus or Netflix or like YouTube or anything, but there's going to be new platforms that come out that are strictly for these types of living. Essentially, all your streaming services, like everything you pay for each month, is going to turn into a subscription TV service. So you're going to have your HGTV, but instead of HGTV, it's going to be people that are building houses with their own content and stuff, and they are on this subscription platform. Landon likes watching building houses and content bullshit. He's going to go subscribe to this, but he also likes watching Marvel. So he's going to go subscribe to Disney Plus. Mm. That's where we're going. We're headed towards this monumental subscription-based lifestyle.
Yeah. I think we're already partially there. It seems
I have four right now.
Yeah. There's a lot.
It's crazy. And Paramount Plus is coming out.
Yeah. There's more. And it's like, well, fuck. Like, do you have the Apple one?
Yeah, I only have that because it's free, though, because of my phone plan.
Oh, okay. Because I don't even know what's on these certain ones, but then something cool comes out that you've liked for years or 10 or 15 years, and it's like, oh, did you hear they're making a show on that, or they're rebooting, doing some sort of shit, but it's coming out on this one, like Paramount Plus. I don't know anything that's on that one. And in my mind, I wouldn't consider getting it, but then something enticing comes out like that, that you love. And it's like, well, now I got to fucking get it or figure out some illegal way to watch it because I need to watch that.
Well, we got Crave just for Euphoria.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. People buy HBO Plus or Crave because there's just that one series or one thing that comes out and it's like, I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't care. They're like, it comes down to the fucking like release time and it's, oh, whatever. I'm gonna sign up, at least do the free trial because I gotta watch this.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah. What is Netflix these days? Is it $16?
I think it just went up to $16.
Because my roommate said that his is $20. And I said,
oh, it might have went up to $20 then.
I don't know about that, but
they were gonna do a price hike.
Think about how much money that is. I don't know how many people, you could probably Google it, how many subscribers there are to Netflix, like globally. But then you do a base average price of $15 per household. But usually within a household, well, no, you'd have to say per household. I was thinking of per family. But like, if you think of like my immediate family, my siblings and my parents,
yeah,
there's at least three accounts there. And I don't know.
In one family.
You do one house, you do one street, you do one neighborhood, one city, one province.
A lot of money.
Country. Oh my God.
That's a lot of
money. Yep. It's big shit. It's hard to believe how long Netflix has been around, hey? Since like fucking 2000 or 95 or some shit. I
remember when Netflix was a fucking vending machine outside Walmart.
I remember that, but I just didn't know that that was Netflix.
I know. So weird, eh?
So weird. It was in like superstores and shit.
Yeah, just outside Walmart, that big red vending machine with movies.
I'm looking it up. Netflix. Yeah, those things were cool too. Oh, they were called Redbox.
Oh.
Redbox. But I think that was
Netflix,
yeah. Right here.
Yeah, that's it. That's crazy.
So weird.
$1 DVD rentals.
Yeah, and then you just had to come looking bloop. I used to love, and I really miss the movie gallery and Blockbuster days.
Yeah.
That shit was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
To go with like either your family on a weekend, or if you're having a sleepover with a friend and you go there with your friend and his dad or something, and or you go and rent some games. Fuck, that was awesome. They had the snacks there.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember as a kid, I always wanted to go and like, because I knew that the adult section was like, oh fuck, we can't go in there. But it's like, I want to know what's in there. I want to see it.
Didn't we have a movie gallery right beside DQ?
DQ, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, me and Dylan used to go there quite a bit. He fucking puked in there one time.
Yeah, we used to go in there all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His sister's boyfriend, Justin, worked there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we were drunk one night, I think, or I don't know if we were drunk or just chilling, but we went in there and he just puked on the floor one time and then we just left. And his puke was just there for months. It was gross.
That's fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
Remember when we were in DQ right beside it and we just decided we were going to punch a fucking hole in the roof?
Oh my God. Such fucking punks. Every day. City bus. Get off at the gas bar and then just go to DQ every day. Get a cheeseburger.
And cause shit. There'd be 15 of us.
Yeah. That city bus was fun shit.
That poor driver, man.
Poor driver. Yeah. Just dealing with, he was probably on so much meds just to stay sane.
So drunk.
Yeah.
You fucking kids back there.
I'll crash this fucking bus and kill everybody.
That motherfucker was so packed. Like,
oh, like stupid packed.
Packed.
Like, if you got a seat, you were very lucky. Otherwise, the entire rest of the bus is filled with standing kids.
Yeah.
And it was complete chaos. Hanging
on one fucking little ring thing.
Oh, yeah. Every corner, somebody's just eating shit.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, it was fun. Yeah. I remember going to buy the monthly bus pass in the office at St. Francis.
Yeah.
For like 35 or 40 bucks. Go buy a month pass.
Yeah, I got that bus pass.
I think I started doing it because Dylan was doing it.
I think you did too. Because we used to walk to school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I walked all the everywhere. Walked yeah. or ran.
Or rode the bike.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It seems like I remember stuff a lot differently than most people. It's almost like I make this shit up in my head of how I want to remember it, because then I'll tell it how I remember it. And someone says, that's not how it fucking happened. Like, usually Dylan says that when, like, with stories with me and Dylan, I'll say something and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember this. It's like, that didn't happen. That's not how it went.
What? How the fuck would he know?
Yeah, I don't know. No, like certain stories with him, he just,
yeah,
he has said that in the past before a couple different times. Fuck, this laptop's old.
Yeah, you need a new Air.
What are you on right now?
I have an Air MacBook Air.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's way better than my. It's better than my iMac.
Oh fuck.
My iMac's a 2013, and this is a 2021.
I guess it's getting fucking old, hey?
Yeah, dude. You should see the monitor now has lines going through it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's just dying. I couldn't sell it for like $300 right now if I wanted.
Oh, yeah, no. It's past and the point where it's worth it.
$700 when I bought
it. Gross.
Really, really gross.
Is your audio going into the top or around the sides?
I don't know. I'm talking on the sides now.
Yeah. And now,
what about the top?
No, it's the sides.
Is it? Oh, so it's the directional one. So see, I need to have it like just standing up then.
With mine, I got this changer here.
What?
And there's multiple microphones in this microphone. So I can pick if it comes from the front.
Oh.
Surrounding or the top.
I think I have that as well. I just don't know how it works because this thing's got all this shit. It's got gain and pitch, and then it's got a volume back here. But like, if you look inside, there's mics in there.
Yeah, let's figure out talking to it.
Hi.
Now talking to the front of it.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I don't know.
I think it's just picking up from all directions.
Yeah, that's why I like to have headphones on, because you can actually tell. And
where are my headphones? I'm gonna go get them.
Yeah, I think this mic was, I don't know. It's just an entry level mic, but it seems to be pretty decent for what I use it for. And how often I do use it. Like, I'm not going to go buy those mics that are, I think they're the Shure ones.
Yeah.
That like all the big boys use. Fuck, those things are sweet. But I'm also not buying a $700 microphone.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah. Are those the Xbox ones?
Yeah.
I thought about using that too.
I don't know if they're, I can't hear myself though.
So where did you plug into, the laptop or the microphone?
The laptop.
Plug into the microphone.
Okay. I guess that would make sense. Oh my God. Oh, 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 this is strange.
Okay, now go get closer to the microphone so you can hear yourself talk.
Hey.
And find out where it is.
This is really loud.
Yeah, it is, but you gotta find like a sweet spot where you're, because this is too far away.
Is it?
And mine is like a foot away, like 10 inches away.
Smashed on my shit. It's so touchy.
Touchy feely. That's good though. That sounds better.
Way down. Okay. This is better.
Talk again.
Hello. This is. I think it's better.
It almost sounds clearer, but quieter.
So, let's change this.
I just keep the gain and the pitch, everything on average.
Whoa.
Is that the gain?
Entirely. That was the pitch.
Pitch?
Hello?
That sounds better.
This one?
Sounds or like you got one. You got louder.
This one's definitely louder.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then this one is softer. Soft. And this one's really fucking loud.
Is it loud in your headphones?
Yeah, it's pretty loud in my headphones, even from right here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Because my volume's just at half. If I turn it up too loud, then it sounds like I'm way too close to the headphone, but I'm not, or the mic.
Oh, I also have my shit. My headphones were literally blasted to the
blasted. Mat. Okay, yeah, just chill on that.
Okay, so this should be better.
This should be better. I was going to ask you something else. Can't remember. Because I knew I wanted to talk about that sleep thing. But okay, so if it says that you woke up 48 times in the night and you said that it kind of gives you tips or tells you other things to do, how to fix that or something?
Yeah. So you got to go because it's tied into your like health app.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So do you use the, like if you go to alarms, do you use the sleep one thing?
Like the sleep schedule?
The one at the top there, sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep wake up. I just started using that recently. The sounds to wake up are much nicer.
Much better. I use much. The birds. Tweely, tweely,
tweely, do. Fucking love it.
You know, it's what I couple that with? If you get a smart light, so I have that smart light.
Right, oh, yeah.
And you get it so you can set it up on a schedule. So my smart light turns on at 4:50 a.m., but it's really, really dull. It turns on at like 2% and then slowly builds up.
I have that.
Incredible way to wake up, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If you put it on like even the blue light or like an actual blue color, or you put it on the warmest yellow, it's like you're waking up to a little sunset.
Yeah.
Fucking, or sunrise. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Where's my, where's it telling me, Dayton? You need to do some better stuff, Dayton.
Dayton, you had a shit sleep last night. Are you still off the chronic or what?
No.
You're on the chronic?
Yeah, after coup de passe, I went a little bit deep. I'm actually legitimately trying to quit tomorrow, like for the whole month. So I don't need any at all. And then I'm going to see if it helps with my stomach and my working out and my motivation and stuff.
So is it's helping a lot as a sleep aid right now is what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's shitty because like I'm doing good and stuff. But like as soon as I get like that real aloneness, like every single night I used to like fall into my bed and literally grab Kuda and pull him up like this. So his head would be right here. And just be, hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Every single night. So like right now, as shitty as it is, I pretty much fucking cry until I fall asleep just because I miss him so much.
Well, you had this serious routine habit every night, every time. Like it's a very hard time for people in like their daily life is going to sleep. A lot of people fear going to sleep. Like,
yeah.
They can't fall asleep and it's like panic, like fuck, like serious anxiety sets in at nighttime. And I used to be like that. I would be scared of bedtime because I couldn't sleep. I would be restless. I would have just like, I'd be exhausted from work, from exercise, and my body's like, fuck, I'm just wiped. But my mind is like, bitch, we ain't done yet. Like, you ain't going to bed. And just, I don't know.
That's a nightmare.
It developed into, it was like just a regular anxiety of like whatever, but then it turned into like bedtime. It's like I knew that bedtime was just, it was like a fight. I couldn't fall asleep. It was, yeah. I was like, oh, time to sleep. Oh, now I'm nervous.
Oh.
It was when I was living in Okotoks working down there. I don't know what it was. If it was just like being alone.
You didn't like it down there, though. Like, you did not like Okotoks.
I liked the people that I worked with, and the work wasn't bad. But as soon as you leave work, it's like, well, this is pretty fucking lonely.
Yeah.
And now I got to go back to the place of where I live, which is
also
with shit people. Yeah. Like, just terrible. All to just hold a job. And like, yeah, I've lived in some pretty shitty places, but yeah, the turning it off at night, it got to a point where I was like, I don't fucking care. Like, fuck this.
I don't know. And you can't use pot as kind of a
no, fuck no. Hate it. I tried when I was there. I was smoking that CBD shit when I was there.
Yeah.
And then I started like, oh, this isn't bad. It just like little amounts. And then that lady that I was living with, she's like, oh, I actually have some of that stuff too, if you want to try it. And usually like I would have like, I'd be like, no, I know what I like. I got my shit. No. But I was like, oh yeah, sure. And I tried her shit. It wasn't like my shit. It fucked me up. And it was
straight up chronic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a terrible.
Oh, I think I remember this too.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was just that panic.
Oh, you like thought you were legit going to die.
Yep. Legit. I couldn't calm my heart rate. And I was just laying there like dying. I don't know. It was fucked.
I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'll never fucking do drugs again. Straight up. Like people talk about, oh, it'd be fun to just like hang out with the boys in the bush, go camping and just do a bit of mushrooms. Nope. I'll never do it again. Nope.
No.
Why not?
I
can't even explain it to you, but no.
Our youth ruined mushrooms for us. I'm still scared to do mushrooms. Still to this day.
Like we've had bad trips.
Bad.
Oh yeah. And anytime that I think about the good times, it's like, oh yeah, just that euphoric fucking like bliss. It was just good. It's like the best feeling on earth. And then you remember the shit times, you're like, nope, don't care how good that shit felt. I'm not feeling that other shit ever again.
No, that door to opening into the opening into the mushroom world is a fucking hard door to open.
Oh yeah,
it's rough.
Yeah, I didn't
puking.
Yeah, they were so good when they were good, but they were so fucking up and down.
Yeah,
emotional, man. Emotional,
especially for you and I.
Yeah. So it's a no for me.
We did. We did a lot of drugs in our youth, though.
That's the thing. We did shit early.
I've talked to a lot of people, including Mariah's friends and stuff, and we're a bunch of skids.
Bunch of skids.
Like, seriously, though.
Well,
we were greasy.
Maybe used to be, but like we weren't. We hung out with fucking skids. There was some sketchy places.
So I try and explain to Mariah, like when I tell her about like the Red Deer life and stuff and like how different it is, you know, when I go over there, just how different it is. It's hard to explain to her after telling her all these fucking stories about us. It's hard to tell her that there's even sketchier people.
Oh, absolutely.
More shitty people.
Way more. I was at the gym yesterday. Good life. It's a brand new facility. Everything's nice. You know, medium upper class people in there working out. Everything's clean. Everybody looks nice, whatever. And this guy, I was sitting in the sauna. This fucking punk walks in into the change room.
How old?
18, 20. He's wearing these baggy, super baggy fucking pajama pants. These big DC shoes and this oversized, like, he's just like this skinny 5'9" white kid, and he's got like it was straight out of like 2005. These huge baggy pajama pants, those big white DC fucking clown shoes, and this big really boxy oversized Playboy shirt with this ugly colored plaid, like straight brim new era hat that was on his head backwards but sideways.
What?
And these big fucking white sunglasses. And I said, this kid's living like 15 years ago. And I said, you don't, like, I was just thinking, like, you don't fucking belong here, man. You look very out of place. And I was just thinking, like, yeah, this kid lives in Normando for sure. For sure. He hangs out at those houses that we used to go to fucking pick up a 20 bag.
If only these people knew about Normando.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was like, it felt like I was in a time capsule. And this kid was like, yeah, from when we were in middle school or some shit.
That'd be weird to see. And you'd just be staring to
him. I was staring at him. Yep. What are you doing? Because it was just directly in my line of sight out of the sauna door. And I was like, what the
fuck? Speaking of gym, I haven't even worn my new gym stuff yet.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got new joggers.
Oh.
Under Armour.
Like tight ones or?
No. Okay, so I should grab them. I wanted you to see them in specific.
Hello. I don't tell you if they're fucking stupid.
Okay. So
these are just like gym pants?
Yeah.
I don't know how you wear pants at the gym.
I don't know either, but I do.
Under Armour.
So they're Under Armour. They have zip pockets.
Very good.
Sold already, right
you
there.
You need zip pockets.
They don't have scrunched fucking ankles. They have, you know, they have a compressed ankle, but
stretchy.
This fucking stretchy shit. And the stretchy shit goes up to your knee.
Oh, I like it.
It's hard to see. But anyways, they're the best joggers. Like, they beat my Lulus.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much
are they? If they had the Lulu fabric, done, son.
Game over.
They were $80.
$80. That's good. Yeah. It's reasonable.
And then I got a new simple Under Armour shirt because they were on sale for $30.
Looks very see-through and breathable. Very nice.
Yeah. 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 I won't be just black at the gym all the time.
Black. This shirt is black nut.
Oh, shit. And then you're not going to believe the shoes that I got.
Why not?
Well, because I had to make a decision there, because you know how hard it is to shop for shoes when you're size 13.
Yeah.
Can you guess what gym shoes I got?
Nikes?
Yeah.
Do I like them?
I don't know. I don't know if I like them yet.
Oh, God. Are they outside of your style?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? So you felt weird? You felt like, fuck, kind of weird buying them?
I felt really weird buying them.
Are they some funky, crazy shits?
They're Air Maxes. And they're gray.
Are they comfy?
They're comfy as fuck. They're insanely comfy.
There you go.
Oh, and I just tried to. That didn't work.
Well, that's the main thing that I go for is just feel.
This right here. This little addition.
That little heel.
Shoe. Everybody needs to do this. Why they don't? I don't know. This shoe's so clean right now.
I love new shoes. That feeling.
So nice. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not excited to tie them up though.
What do you mean?
I fucking hate tying training shoes up. I just can't stand it because I can never get that perfect tie on both. I always get it on one and then the other. It fucks up and then I have to retie it and then I look like a fucking idiot retying my shoe every 4 minutes because I'm like,
this feels stupid.
Yeah. I miss Motion. I didn't wear shoes at Motion. I just fucking sat in my little corner and killed things.
Yeah. There's still people that just walk around in their socks.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah. But
are you going to the sauna today?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I see what time it's open at actually.
Yeah, you got to book it.
It's so dumb.
That is dumb. Actually, tomorrow is for Alberta. It's like it's March 1st, I believe. Or no.
Yeah,
Tuesday, but tomorrow, Monday is when they're changing stuff. Stuff's changing. I think that's with the mask and all that shit too.
Not out here.
Yeah, you guys don't have masks officially as of tomorrow.
I will believe it when I hear it. Not tomorrow. For sure. I think it is tomorrow.
Is it the 20th? No, because we have the 28th is tomorrow.
Yeah. And then the 1st is Tuesday.
Oh, fuck. Crazy.
It's March 1st in 2 days.
I know.
Where the fuck is the time going?
I don't know.
My birthday's in a month and a half. I'm 29.
Yeah, my brother just turned 30. Said it's fucking bullshit. That's a big number. That's like the number when you like realize, yeah, I'm a full-on adult. I am a 30-year-old man.
And is it ever creeping too? Like yeah. it's coming so fast.
It
28
is.
Wasn't even a year to me. Like that wasn't even a registered year for me.
I think 29 is going to be like that. And then 30 is just going to be there like fucking nothing.
I have a feeling 29 is going to beat the shit out of us.
I hope 29 is good. I hope it's good.
I hope.
Maybe 29 is the year.
30, what?
Maybe 29 is the year to figure something else out before you're 30.
Maybe. I fucking hope so. I'm definitely trying.
Let's do that. Let's make a vow. I wish Dylan fucking like had good communication with us and we could just include him with these conversations. Oh. Can you imagine having him on this video call with us? But he doesn't have a way to do it, I guess.
No.
He has his phone.
Well, I was going to give him my fucking...
His naked...
My fucking, laptop.
His naked caseless phone.
Select a speaker. Oh.
I decided that I don't like big phones.
Now I can fucking hear you. Big phones?
Yeah, like how I have the Pro Max.
Yeah.
Never again.
No. Never. No. That's why I don't have the fucking Max on this one.
Is that the just regular one?
This is the 13 Pro.
See, I like the Mini too.
When I put that Mini in my hand, I was so close to buying it. It was only the storage space that stopped me from buying
it. And the cameras.
The cameras, I'm really starting to weaned off of. I've had every fucking iPhone from 9 to 13 now, and the most dramatic difference was from 11 to 12. 12 to 13 is fucking garbage unless you're using video. The only amazing part of this phone is the video. The camera and stuff, I think, is slowly just getting shittier and shittier.
Okay, well, we have the good cameras for the Apple phones, but my roommate has the Mini, and it doesn't have the good cameras. So I was taking pictures with my phone and taking the same pictures with his phone. It's not
even comparable. These videos, though, you don't even need a fucking gimbal for these videos.
No, you don't.
It is absolutely insane.
In the 60 frames, yeah.
It's mind-boggling to me when I take videos and I go back. I'm like, I was shaking that whole fucking time. How is this smooth?
Mm-hmm.
But I have a gimbal that doesn't get used anymore.
Those videos are so much memory, though.
Yes.
When you're doing the 4K 60 frames, they're fucking big files.
Yeah.
But it looks nice.
It looks really nice.
It looks nice.
It looks nice.
But yeah, I was just thinking, like, because I don't have large hands by any means, and this phone is too fucking big, and then you put a case on it, and everyone just always says, well, it's nice to have a big screen when watching videos, but how fucking often do I have a video on with my phone sideways? Like, never. Exactly. Fucking never. Exactly. So what am I doing? I just want it to fit in my pocket. How about that? Not be 2 pounds. It's fucking heavy. So that'll be happening.
When?
Oh.
Next phone. Yeah.
That's probably in like a year.
Yes. Did I tell you what Garrett might be getting me on with this year?
No. Give me an answer. What is that? What is that? Drugs?
It's drugs. Drugs on camera.
Oh, it actually is drugs.
Organic. Simply Bare. It's all organic. I'm such a hippie. I only smoke organic pot now.
Organic's good. I had organic bananas.
Significantly better. Anyways, Garrett messaged me the other day and he's like, hey, are you coming for race season this year? And I said, yeah, I'm fucking definitely trying. Well, the CRMDA or whatever, the Drag Racing Association, is looking for a new a new media guy.
Oh,
he's like, they're willing to, they're offering, I don't know. It was like, it was something like $300 for the weekend you get for shooting. And then they'll pay for some sort of travel. But I live all the way out here. So I was like, dude, you should see if they'll fly me out and then I'll just stay with you and we'll just fucking, we'll bask and stuff. And they don't have to pay me for like maybe $100 so I can eat for the weekend. But I was like, if you're flying me out to Alberta to shoot this thing, like I would be so down to do that. Cause it's like, that's the Canadian Drag Racing Association for all of Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get my name put in there and I get to do dope videos of Garrett going down the track.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. So they're doing, I think they have their meeting tonight and then I'll know for sure tonight. I'm super excited. Cause that'd be fucking sick.
That would be.
Cause then you could come out for one of like, I don't know, one of the South Calgary ones one day. And then I'd show up and, hey man, what's up? We drag race, some bikes.
Yep. Yeah. That'd be sweet. I haven't been to one of his things yet.
I haven't either. I feel terrible too.
I was going to go to one in Leduc.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, Leduc or Nisku. I don't know. But then
Nisku
I was doing
Nisku drag strip. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I want to, every year, I want to go on like a bike trip and just go like have a destination.
Well, fucking rent a bike. And then let's meet up in Kelowna or something. Because I'm not riding all the way to fucking Red Deer.
How far is Kelowna from you?
6 hours.
Yeah. 9 hours for me, I think. 8.5. Let's see.
I mean, realistically, we could do like a little bike weekend this summer.
Kelowna.
We would just have to meet up somewhere in BC and then go, I don't know, fucking somewhere cool in BC, hang out for 2 days and then part ways.
8/16. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Cause I'd like to do a trip. I mean, I just got my bike going. So.
Yeah.
So excited. I rode in yesterday with pretty much a front flat.
You did?
Didn't even realize. And the guy, he was like, yeah, you know that I had to air up fucking like 30 PSI in your front tire, hey? What? He's like, yeah, you rode in with like a flat.
Holy shit. But okay, bike tires, so they'll keep their shape because that same thing happened to me with my R6. One day I just felt like I was just riding around the city and it felt really soft on my back end.
Yes.
What the fuck? And then I was like at a gas station or something and I was just like kicking my tire and I was like, there's no fucking air in this tire.
Yeah, but it still has the same shit.
Yeah, it was just like it's just hard. Yeah. You know? It's like, that's fucking dangerous.
Yeah, so he said that it looks like I've been riding around on it for at least a couple hundred K like that.
Oh, shit.
So he's like, it wore out a little bit, but he's like, I pumped it up enough so you can wear it back in. But he's like, it's going to feel pretty weird in the corners, like right away. So I took it out of there, and the first corner is not even like, it's not crazy at all. And I tested out. I wailed on it and decided to go into the corner. It was so strange. It like dug in like a sport bike and just ate the corner. It was so weird. It's the most traction the bike's ever had since owning it.
Weird.
And it was just like, bah!
Bah! And the new tire on the back.
Yeah, that made a huge fucking difference.
Yeah.
And then I was going to buy a new battery, but I bought a battery tender to see if I can revamp this battery.
Revamp.
Yeah. But yeah, we should talk about going for a ride of some sort this year.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if I bring the truck out to Alberta at some point this summer, I could just put the bike on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, I won't need to do that. We'll talk to Garrett because Garrett said when I come down this time, he said, don't bring your bike. We'll just rent some bikes. We'll take them out. So, but he said, now that I have my actual license, he's like, you can come down and take a bike and use it whenever. So,
yeah.
So we should really actually maybe plan a, like a good day bike trip.
Yeah. Day trip. Just cruising.
Do like the Banff Circle route or something.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
Nordegg all the way to Banff, come back through Calgary. But back up. That'd be sweet.
Stop somewhere for a good supper.
Couple of us on our baggers.
Fucking bagging. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Fun stuff. What else you got on today? Anything special?
Not really, man. It was really, really shitty out. It was calling for rain all day, so it's sunny out now. So I might take this big bitch out for a fucking for a spin.
Nice. Look at that fucking lens.
This fucking body. It's so big.
It is big.
That's my B camera. I love it. Dylan wants me to do a little photo shoot of him.
Dylan?
Yeah.
Vandal?
Yeah.
When we're there?
Oh, sick. I think so. You guys are just going to get a shitload of pictures like last time, though.
My hair is so fucked.
Yeah.
My hair is fucked.
We got crazy hair. Texas crazy hair.
We had, we had good pictures last time because I had just got my phone and you had your cameras and everybody just kind of had their own pictures.
Yeah.
And I like that because you get pictures, everybody gets pictures of themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm taking pictures, there's way more of you guys versus pictures of me, unless I'm just taking a selfie on some fucking rock.
Yeah.
But, for the most part, candid photos.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
They're the only, like, they're the best.
Yeah.
The best. Just pictures in the moment where you're just, it's just a still of the moment. There's no posing. It's just life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. Those are my favorite. Candids are the best.
Yeah. It's just a still of
that. And you moment. capture the people's best selves.
You do
in that moment.
It's too. Not forced. It's authentic. It's genuine.
Natural reactions, natural smiles, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you got going on today?
After this, what is it? 10:45. I'm gonna have some food and hit the gym. And it's a leg day at the gym. So I'm gonna do I did some shit last day, sled pulls and pushes.
Oh,
because they're good for knees. Like walking the sled pulls backwards are really good for knees. And you remember when my knee was all fucked up like 6 months ago? Not even like I'd just be sitting here and it'd be like my knee really hurts.
Yeah.
Haven't had that for months.
What?
Yeah. So I just started doing more cardio and also focusing more on it. I don't know. And it just kind of went away. A little bit more stretching of the lower stuff there.
Yeah.
And got better for sure.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah, good shit. So I was just listening to, it was just a little excerpt on Rogan, and he briefly mentioned about knee pain and how he does pulls and pushes for that. And I was like, okay. And that same day I tried it and just started doing it. I've only done it once since, like a week ago. And I liked it. It's good. It's a fucking serious quad burner when you're pulling shit backwards.
Oh,
because you're not used to it. Like if you're just doing squats or leg press or presses of some sort or leg extensions, like you just got to work it differently. Feels nice. Really nice.
Way more dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's more like realistic, like real life kind of exercise compared to just having a lot of weight and squatting it or something.
That's what I want to learn this year, especially with going back to the gym, is I don't want to do the heavy weights anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They hurt way too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather learn functional exercises that'll get me through. Like, you know, if I need to fucking pull myself up onto something, that's my biggest thing. I just want to be able to go, whoop, okay, I'm up.
Yeah, pull-ups.
Instead of
pull-ups
be like,
fucking hard. Yeah. Pull-ups are hard.
Yes, they are.
Muscle-ups are another thing entirely.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. What was I going to say? Shit. That's usually how it goes, or that's how I'm going to take it as I get older. Transition from, you know, just lifting heavy weights and looking fucking jacked and being sick and having, like, wanting that in my head at, from my workouts to being more functional, mobility, stretching, and just, like, being stronger for everyday life and feeling better physically.
Yeah.
Rather than just wanting to look better and, you know, people to notice, hey, you look like you're hitting the weights. Like, no, it's just more about the feel instead of the look.
I want to be like Mr. Cripps.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be just like him, where somebody goes up and hugs him and you're like, what the fuck are you made of? You don't look like you're jacked, but I just hugged a tree.
Yeah.
That's what I would love. I don't give a fuck what I look like. I just want somebody to hug me and be like, that's wrong. That's not what I expected.
Yeah. There's some,
you're gonna be a jelly roll.
There's some old boys at the gym. That's just like, yeah, you can tell they've just been doing it their whole life. And it's just, they're old, hard guys.
Yeah.
Like physically. Like
Mariah's dad is that person.
Oh, is he?
Because he surfs, so he's got all this. The first time I hugged him was
he's
like
got all this.
First time I hugged him a couple months ago, I think it was his birthday. I gave him a big hug. What's up, B-Rad? And then I like let go and I was like, what the fuck are you made of? Like, what? Like, are you made of bricks? Like, you're fucking shredded. And he's like, ugh. And he's like 60.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't look a day over 50, that's for sure.
Huh.
But like,
yeah, just tight. Tuco tight. Yeah, so I'm going to go to the gym, have that big sauna. I shower there right after, obviously. Huh?
How long are you doing the sauna today?
Maybe I'll bring my phone in there today and do 20 minutes, time it.
Yeah.
I bring my water in there and I wrap it up in my towel so it doesn't get hot.
I've been putting nothing but ice in my water bottle before I go.
Yeah.
And then I fill it up like what I can in there. And then I go in the sauna and drink the shit. And then by the third time I'm in the sauna, there's no more ice.
No more. Yeah.
Yeah. This one guy literally brings a fucking Ziploc hefty bag full of ice in there.
Like the freezer bag?
Yeah. Every day comes in there and just fucking puts it on his neck. And
Jesus. I had a cold shower after it too yesterday.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. So I sat in there baking and just sweating, and it's just so satisfying. But
so nice.
The first time was weird for me. And yesterday was even kind of weird because whenever I've done saunas in the past, I'm usually at a pool or something. So I'm wet and I don't go in there dry. But now I'm going in there dry. And after 10, 15, I'm fucking just wet. Wet. Yeah. Feels great. I like it a lot.
It feels incredible.
Yeah.
It's really nice to have it back.
Do that. And then I got to at least do the trim and taping with some putty work as well on this current wall that I'm doing today. Yeah, just a bit. And then I want to mop the floors as well and finish up my laundry.
Yeah.
Cook some food.
And that's it.
Chicken breast cutlets. Yeah, so, and potatoes.
Potatoes. I should go buy some fucking potatoes today.
I just do the baby potatoes, boil them 15 minutes.
They're my favorite.
Mash them up, put some butter and salt and pepper on them.
Mash them up. Okay, 27th. Win.
What?
I can't go to the fucking pool today.
Because it's Sunday?
It's full.
It's booked?
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
So annoying, man. It's so annoying. And you can only book one thing at a time.
I was about to ask, can you pre?
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
Fuck, that's annoying. So there's literally no point in me going there then because I can't even go to the sauna.
You can still get a workout. Thursday.
Yeah, I can go for a walk though today and get a really solid workout going for an hour walk.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd rather do that because it's nice out. So
There you go.
That's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to go take this thing out, and I'm going to go for a walk and take some pictures.
Take some pictures.
See what I got. I'm on my Instagram. So,
copy that.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you in a little bit here.
All right, good episode, good talks, good chats.
I completely forgot we're even doing a podcast.
We've just been chilling.
That's sweet. How long? Like an hour?
We're approaching 1 hour and 10 minutes right now.
Jesus Christ. Sweet.
It's pretty average. It's usually good.
All right.
Well, okay, cool. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.